Shannon Birmingham and Madison McMahon are nursing students who have yet to encounter real patients, according to UVA Administrator Bethany Coyne.
They've done a lot of practice in the labs on each other, but it's very intimidating to go interact with a real live person for the first time.
So today, they're going to practice on people they've never met.
Oh my God, again.
I'm so
again.
Sorry. I just wanted to come in
did
to check on
did
you.
Did you ignore the nurses that were in here last time when I said to leave me alone, or did they just not tell you?
They did, but we just have to come in to check in on our patients to make sure everything's going okay.
The man in the bed is a volunteer portraying a grumpy patient, and the two young women are learning that unhappy people are par for the hospital course.
Is there anything I can do to make you more comfortable right now?
Yeah, you could get out of my room and let me sleep.
The technical part of the job, actually providing medical care, can be even more challenging. There are so many things that can go wrong. Which is why Bethany Coyne says simulation is such a great teaching tool.
There's a very extensive debrief after the simulation where a lot of the learning actually occurs. Students will make mistakes and learn from their mistakes in a low-risk situation.
And students can experience a wide range of situations that might not occur often in a clinical setting, thanks to a team of high-tech mannequins. They cost between $10,000 and $100,000, but Ryan Ackard, director of the simulation lab, says they earn their keep.
They breathe, you can do heart sounds, lung sounds, bowel sounds, they can urinate, they can cry, they can froth at the mouth, they can sweat. We also have a pregnant mannequin, which is one of the students' favorites. She gives birth multiple times during the semester.
Some of these so-called high-fidelity simulators even bleed. Others have seizures or lose control of muscles in the face as a person might after a stroke. And from the control room, Ackard speaks for them, using software that modifies his voice to reflect age and gender.
There's some voice modulation, so I can be a pregnant woman, for example, or I can be a five-year-old.
But with just 11 mannequins and a limited amount of space, the nursing school wouldn't be able to accommodate larger classes until a major donor stepped up, writing a check for $20 million, the largest gift the nursing school had ever received. That money will allow the school to buy more simulators and to double the laboratory space as its program expands. That could also boost demand for volunteers, like 80-year-old Peter Griffin, who's played dozens of roles during 8 years on the job.
We get not a word-for-word script, but we get a situation that we have to present. It can be something as complicated as a stroke, where I can't talk very well, or something like this, where basically I'm comfortable, there's nothing really they can do, they just have to go through their little checklist.
And the students agree that this hands-on learning is what they need to prepare for real-world situations. Again, Shannon Birmingham and Madison McMahon.
It feels almost like better each time we do it. It just feels kind of more natural.
I think it's good practice because in the real world, you're going to be dealing with people who have all sorts of attitudes. What they're going through can't be easy.
The $20 million gift will also allow UVA's nursing school to expand enrollment, awarding bachelor's degrees to 1,000 additional students in the next 10 years, offering classes in Richmond and Northern Virginia, and providing scholarships so new nurses won't be in debt and can begin careers with a singular purpose, to care for patients. I'm Sandy Houseman.